A Queer Dharma, Yoga and Meditations for Liberation, by Jacoby Ballard, narrated by Phil Corin, published by North Atlantic Books. The appendices are available in the PDF that come with this audiobook. I dedicate this book to queer brilliance and resilience, and to all the social movements and activists over time and around the world. Foreword. Yellow and green leaves burst free on branches freed from winter's grasp on a cool spring day in 2015, where I found myself at a retreat center in upstate New York. I was feeling completely out of place as one of the only people of color there, and was wondering what I was even doing there in the first place. "Hey, friend, want to go on a walk?" Jacoby came up beside me and asked, with a smile that gently communicated that they had a sense of what I was going through, and that they might feel some of it as well. Jacoby had reached out to me in 2015 after I wrote, How to Decolonize Your Yoga Practice, a howl from my heart for yoga culture and loss in the West, as well as a vision for preserving the tradition. The article resonated with Jacoby, and I found an email in my inbox asking to connect. I would later find out that this is classic Jacoby. They are a community builder, a connector over time, space, and location. When they meet someone, they reach out right away. Despite being a bit wary of talking to an unknown white person without having any context or trust built, we got on the phone. Soon, we were chatting it up about our passion for Dharma and yoga, discussing the various Buddhist retreats and yoga training we had experienced, and marveling over how we felt like family even though we were so different. Immediately, the relationship felt profoundly transparent, honest, and intersectional. I let Jacoby know I had just been deeply betrayed by a new self-proclaimed white ally who had said something that cost me my job at my workplace. As the only woman of color in a leadership position there, that firing was a deep and painful loss, and not just personally, it also felt systemic. Jacoby immediately understood and said they were glad that I trusted them with my tenderness. They then shared their own story of betrayal at the workplace, around their identity as trans. I was furious on their behalf at the systemic injustice involved, just as they were on my behalf. As we walked and talked that cool spring day, we solidified what had begun as a cautiously optimistic relationship of connection across difference. Of recognizing that as a cisgender woman, I would have advantages and be invited into places that Jacoby wouldn't as a trans person. And that as a white person, Jacoby would be invited into various circles and opportunities that would exclude me as a South Asian woman, especially in yoga and Dharma spaces. We formed a bit of a tacit agreement to uplift each other. At first, most of the labor happened from Jacoby toward me and helped ease my distrust of white allies, which itself has been immensely healing. Jacoby suggested that I serve on the board of a reputable yoga organization, and it was only because of Jacoby's recommendation that I got the position. They brought me into a consulting opportunity with another major yoga organization. Later, I was able to bring them into another consulting opportunity with another organization. We each platformed one another in trainings we led in various capacities, not only as specializing in trans education or cultural appropriation, but as the full and incredible yoga and meditation practitioners we each are in our own right, both inclusive of and beyond our unique identities. A lot of leadership roles I now hold would not have ever happened without Jacoby opening these doors for me. For those who know me or my work, I want you to take that in. This is the potential of intersectional uplift. Jacoby is someone who walks through a door and brings others with them. A queer dharma brings us through many doors with them. The compassion, love, and tenderness that Jacoby offered to me is the continual gift you will receive as you read this book. You'll also receive Jacoby's incisive and insightful clarity, cultivated through years of struggle and practice. Committed to social justice community and alternative institutions, Jacoby's writing is based on a lived praxis. With so much grace and care, Jacoby shares deep and personal stories that connect us to powerful universal truths. Just like the flowering of the new shoots of green on bare trees, Jacoby brings life wherever they go. The openness to the magic of queer identity, of dharma beyond binaries and limitations, is so vivid throughout Jacoby's life and work. There are so many moments of this liberatory healing throughout their book, such as in the chapter, Compassion, The Violence Stops With Me, where Jacoby says, "Working to heal my trauma with cisgender straight men and let men into my heart heals generations of trauma. This is not just my own trauma, but that of anyone who has been harmed, assaulted, or killed by a masculinity that manifests as power over others, control of others, unstated abuse of others." This chapter ends, as each one does, with a compassionate meditation to extend the wisdom we gain from Jacoby's experience into our own lives and practices. Through this book, Jacoby gives us tools to use for compassion for ourselves and others. Blending their Buddha Dharma training and yogic experience, in this book, Jacoby gives us a clear vision for the possibilities of a queer and inclusive yoga. Queer is more than a sexual orientation, it is a political identity. And most people who are specifically queer identified have a progressive, anti-oppressive politic about them. This intersectional, anti-oppressive wisdom is what Jacoby lives and shares and invites us into as they offer concrete practices for inclusion based on class, race, gender, culture, religion, sexual orientation, immigration, incarceration status, and all the other varied identities that humans might hold. As an organizer with decades of experience building alternative institutions, Jacoby gives us the gift of the vision of what yoga and dharma traditions can become as they explore liberatory models of yoga. True to the transparent person I've known them to be, they also do not shy away from the hard conversations and go right for the heart of race and class oppressions, addressing cultural appropriation directly and with humility while offering clear and powerful practices folks can do to uplift those from the source culture. Some of these practices include humility, generosity, and gratitude, and reparations, which Jacoby shares about from their own experience and offers helpful suggestions for readers to continue their work. I've always known Jacoby as someone I can go to with my deepest sufferings and deepest joys, and they hold us with care in the chapter, We Are Fabulous, An Invitation into Joy. As someone who has experienced immense trauma and also deep healing through these sacred traditions, Jacoby is uniquely situated to offer us the wisdom of walking the path with us. As a cisgender person, it is my responsibility, and yours too if you are cisgender, to platform, uplift, and include trans and non-binary teachers. But this responsibility is not simply one of obligation toward equity or inclusion. This is a responsibility to our future as one of brilliance, magic, and expansion, one where queerness can thrive. Jacoby provides this opportunity so lovingly and generously throughout this book. As they say, one of my gifts is that I am situated in between places, between binary genders and sexual orientations, between social justice and healing practices. I pray that we each bring our own unique gifts, that we cherish the gifts others bring as well, and that we protect one another's dignity, belonging, and safety along the way.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?